Andrew Fletcher earned his credibility as a musician by doubling as a piano mover.
I've never claimed to be the best piano player in town, but I will claim to be the hardest working. And when people watch you unload a piano from a truck and wheel it into a venue, they'll believe that claim.
Early in the last decade, Fletcher and his piano on wheels were common sights in Asheville clubs and on downtown street corners. Several years ago, Fletcher was on the front lines as buskers fought against proposals to regulate their trade. Today, some might know Fletcher more for his appearances at meetings of the city council or downtown commission, representing the interests of musicians, than for the music he makes. The 37-year-old pianist is hoping to change that, at least for now, with a new album of music produced by the Firecracker Jazz Band.
I never really intended to be a professional performing artist or otherwise. I just sort of fell into it as the world and my own life turned. There's a rebellious spirit of individualism in those early jazz recordings, which I really gravitated to.
The life of an itinerant jazz pianist is about the last thing expected of Fletcher, who grew up the oldest of five, raised as Jehovah's Witnesses. Fletcher was 12 when his family moved from Ann Arbor, Michigan to Tryon, and he remembers spending countless days and hours going door to door to peddle his faith.
You don't know fear until you've walked up to a trailer in the middle of nowhere, knocking on the door with a Bible in your hand, saying that, hey, maybe you've got the wrong Jesus.
Fletcher created a temporary rift in his family when he left the faith in his early 20s, but he said the foundation of that upbringing proved critical in 2014 when he joined the pushback against proposals in Asheville to formally register buskers, conduct background checks, and mandate they wear identifying lanyards.
One of the things I learned was to, you know, care for your neighbors and to love them so much that you will tell them the truth. You know, so when my neighbors were these buskers and my other neighbors were elected officials and city staff, I had to love all these people enough to tell them the truth, which is that the city was trying to hurt us. I felt that was a real violation of the First Amendment rights to go out and sing a song on the street, just as we have the ability to, you know, have a conversation on the streets.
Fletcher didn't have a clear direction as a musician until Reese Gray, the pianist at the time of the Firecracker Jazz Band, began mentoring Fletcher on early 20th century jazz.
I'd go over to his house and, you know, I'd bring a bottle to drink and I'd sit at his elbow and he would put 78s on a hand crank Victrola of the original Louis Armstrong Hot Fives and Hot Sevens and Jelly Roll Mortons, Red Hot Peppers. And we would listen to the music, and then he would sit at the piano and he would show me how to play the music.
When Gray left the Firecracker Jazz Band 10 years ago, Fletcher replaced him. Here's one of the two original tunes on the new album, titled Bad Deal, composed in the wake of the approval for Asheville's Flatiron Building to become a hotel.
Oh, in the back room there's a bad deal going down. Behind locked doors there's a shady deal going down. Looking at the contract of this country boy, the suit's got a quote on him on the streets. Unemployed in the back room there's a bad deal going down.
Fletcher has worked as a musician steadily ever since joining the Firecracker Jazz Band. But just last fall, he lost one of the few great-paying gigs in town, playing piano a couple hours a week at the Omni Grove Park Inn, when managers there asked him and other musicians who work there to put in more time with reduced pay. Fletcher said no, a decision he knew would reduce his monthly income by hundreds of dollars.
It was a top-tier gig here. And what happens when the ceiling comes down? To honor my principles of what I think is fair pay, I had to take a walk.
Fletcher ran an unsuccessful campaign for an Asheville City Council seat in 2017, but he knew then it wouldn't be the end of his political career. He's a member of the Public Art and Cultural Commission, new vice chair of the Downtown Commission, and on the board of the Asheville Music Professionals. He's also on the advisory board of Blue Ridge Public Radio.
I definitely see a future in leadership for myself. I hope that others do as well. But when that time comes, I want it to be based not on an ambition for the future, but on a record from the past of really going to bat for working class, creatives, and the regular people of the city that make the place run.
The Firecracker Jazz Band celebrates its new album with a March 14th performance at the Moth Light in West Asheville. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.